Well, great Tuesday morning, beloved, and may I remind you that the Word of God tells us, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee." And that is the purpose of our meeting together on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Together we're going to read God's Word and grow in His grace. Amen. Today we're in Jeremiah chapter 33. And today's reading references the time when the prophet Jeremiah was imprisoned in King Zedekiah's palace in Jerusalem. The Lord warns him that the destruction of Jerusalem by a Babylonian attack is imminent. But the Lord promises to rebuild Judah and Israel and restore prosperity. And God's saving word for us this week is joy. Amen. So let's begin reading Jeremiah chapter 33, beginning at verse 1. While I was still in prison in the courtyard, the Lord's message came to me again. The Lord, who made the earth, who formed it and set it in place, spoke to me. He, whose name is the Lord, said, "Call to me, and I will answer you. I will tell you wonderful and marvelous things that you know nothing about. I, the Lord, the God of Israel, say that the houses of Jerusalem and the royal palace of Judah will be torn down as a result of the siege and the attack. Some will fight against the Babylonians, who will fill the houses with corpses of those whom I am going to strike down in my anger and fury. I have turned away from this city because of the evil things that its people have done. But I will heal this city and its people and restore them to health. I will show them abundant peace and security. I will make Judah and Israel prosperous, and I will rebuild them as they were before. I will purify them from the sins that they have committed against me, and I will forgive their sins and their rebellion. Jerusalem will be a source of joy and honor and pride to me, and every nation in the world will fear and tremble when they hear about the good things that I do for the people of Jerusalem, about the prosperity that I bring to the city." The Lord said, "People are saying that this place is like a desert, that it has no people or animals living in it. And they are right. The towns of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem are empty. No people or animals live there. But these places you will hear again. The shouts of gladness and joy and happy sounds of wedding feasts. You will hear people sing as they bring thank offerings to my temple. Then they will say, 'Give thanks to the Lord Almighty, because He is good and His love is eternal.' I will make this land as prosperous as it was before. I, the Lord, have spoken. The Lord Almighty said, 'In this land that is like a desert and where no people or animals live, there will once again be pastures where shepherds can take their sheep. In the towns, in the hill country, in the foothills, and in southern Judah, in the territory of Benjamin, and in the villages round about Jerusalem, in the towns of Judah, shepherds will once again count their sheep. I, the Lord, have spoken." And today's key verse is Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 7, where the Lord said, "I will make Judah and Israel prosperous, and I will rebuild them as they were before." You know, beloved, you know, it's hard for us to understand time and the passing of time in our Lord's sight, because, you know, we're confined to time, and to Him He lives entirely outside of time. And as the Bible says, a day is like 1,000 years to the Lord. It means little or nothing to Him. But He did say, in because of the way that His people have rebelled, that He is going to restore them, that He is going to, excuse me, take them into exile. Their cities will be deserted. They will all be taken into captivity. Not even animals will live in the territory anymore. But, and there's always that but, or however, that God hasn't forgotten, Israel or Judah, that He is going to fulfill His promise that He made to Abraham. and he will step back into the picture, and he will restore Israel even more glorious than they ever were. Amen. Let's pray. Almighty God, I give thanks to you because you are good and your love is eternal. You are a God of healing and restoration, and I praise your holy name. Amen. Well, at that, our morning on this Tuesday has come to an end. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 14 through 26, where the Lord will choose a righteous king. And that hasn't happened yet. And so this is all millennial stuff here. This is good stuff. This is happening in the very, very near future. And so until tomorrow, may God's best blessings be yours.